Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to The Shepherd's Pie, a slice of hope to raise faithful kids, where we focus on topics that impact young people today. I'm Anthony Barone Kolenk. I'm a father of five who served in the Air Force for 21 years. I'm now a law professor and a columnist for Practical Homeschooling magazine. I'm also the author of The Harwood Mysteries, an inspirational medieval fiction series for kids age 10 and up. Here on The Shepherd's Pie, we want to inform, inspire, and help you to raise happy, healthy, faithful kids, whether you're a teacher in a Christian or Catholic school, a parent, anyone. In today's episode, I speak with Tiffany Fisher, the founder of the nonprofit organization Christian Book Fair. We talk about why it's so important to bring books with Christian and other moral values to kids in Catholic and Christian schools, as opposed to the secular book fairs that all too often bring books to those schools that oppose Christian faith and Christian values. And in the entertainment segment of the show, Tiffany Fisher talks to us about some of her favorite books at these book fairs to entertain and benefit kids of all ages. When I was growing up in Catholic school, I remember very well the book fairs from Scholastic that we used to host. I remember one particular book I bought was called The Plant People, about these people who wind up turning into plant monsters. And it didn't occur to me at the time that I wasn't reading Catholic or Christian books. And frankly, I don't recall anything about those books that seemed particularly offensive to me as a fourth or fifth grader. But oh my, how times have changed. The books that are being peddled upon our kids in these secular book fairs nowadays are the type that would make just about any Christian parent cringe. And I've wondered for many years why we don't have some sort of an alternative to secular book fairs. There's a lot of Catholic and Christian schools out there, so why don't we have something like a Christian book fair for kids? Well, in our interview segment today, I speak with Tiffany Fisher, who not only had that same question in her mind, but who actually did something about it by starting her own nonprofit organization called Christian Book Fair. I'm here today with Tiffany Fisher, the founder and CEO of Christian Book Fair, which is a 501c3 charitable nonprofit organization based in Texas that promotes Christian reading by providing book fairs with books containing morals, virtues, and Christian stories. She's a mother of three kids, also works as a technical advisor for big data technology at Microsoft before she began this nonprofit. So, Tiffany, it is wonderful having you on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk more about this organization.
Absolutely. So how did you get from Microsoft data technology to starting a nonprofit book fair?
I'm a convert. I came to the church when my kids were born, and I was very amazed by God's gift of love, joy, peace, my perception was just completely changed in terms of what that actually meant. And it became very important for me to raise my children up in the faith as well. Basically, our mission is to train children in the right way so that when they're older, they will not stray. And that's from Proverbs 22:6. So as I'm trying to raise my children up in the faith, I started with, well, we'll go to Mass and on Sundays, and I'll put my kids in religious education on Sundays. Well, so that's basically 6 days of worldly exposure to one day of holiness. And it occurred to me that maybe this isn't really, you know, what is entailed in training your children in the faith. Maybe there really should be more on a daily basis. And I needed to get to that point. So I found out about a Mother's Day Out program called Rainbow Days at St. Jude, you know, a care facility, child care facility that's more Christian based. So it was great school. I was very excited about it. The kids loved it. And one day they announced that they were going to have a book fair. And I was really excited because it occurred to me that I had no idea where to find Christian books. And so I was really excited. And they sent out the brochure, and I was very saddened that it was just a secular book fair. And it did not have any Christian titles at all, or even inspired Christian books. There were, you know, books that were supposed to be about Easter. And although I was new to Christianity, I was pretty sure that teaching our kids about bunnies and eggs was not exactly what we were supposed to be teaching our kids about Easter. So I was very disappointed. I talked to the school. They said that that there just wasn't an option for a Christian book fair. And I was really surprised about that. I put it to God. I trusted in God that he would find the right person to be able to do that. I was very confident it was not me. And I just felt like I didn't have the knowledge or the ability or anything. Well, over time, God did give me, you know, the ability to, you know, develop a website, start a business. And I started to learn about Christian books, trying to research on my own and find some for my kids on my own. And this became very important because when my kids were in the public school system, they had a secular book fair called Scholastics, and I was very excited about it. I love the, getting my kids involved in reading. And I was very, very disappointed when I found some of the books in that book fair were very much against what Christians are supposed to teach each other. And honestly, you know, even before I was a Christian, I would have never given those books to children. It occurred to me that this book fair is also the same one that the Christian and the Catholic schools use, which was very alarming to think that, you know, here we are supposed to teach our children about the faith, about God's goodness and morals. And here we are using a book fair that distributes books to children that are very much against those values. So I called the school and informed them, and they were like, well, I'm sorry, we don't have any other options. I understand that some of the other dioceses have actually stopped using secular book fairs altogether because of that issue, which means those poor schools actually have no book fair. And book fairs are very exciting for children, a great way to get kids involved in reading. So it was really sad to know that those schools were no longer able to provide that to the kids. Well, so back to the Mother's Day Out program, when I was talking to the director, she mentioned that if I could find an alternative to secular book fairs, that they would use it. So I could not. So I felt compelled that I could create one. And I realized that I had run out of excuses, that I couldn't do it. And so I put something together, and it was a big success. The kids loved it. The schools loved it. And I was amazed at how many really great books there are out there that are Christian-inspired.
When you say a book fair, how is a book fair run? And is your book fair any different than what you describe as a secular book fair or something like Scholastic might do?
Like Scholastics, we provide an in-person book fair. So we have all the books brought or shipped to the school, and they lay them out on the tables. We provide the electronic accounts and credit card readers for the school and the volunteers to be able to process the books. So the kids come in, They do their book shopping, and then we calculate what the profit is for the school, and 100% of that profit goes back to the school as a fundraiser. So the books that we carry, some of them have a lot of, you know, are very much Christian. They have Bible verses. Some of them are not overtly Christian, but they obviously have Christian themes, like Princess Faith, you know, Princess Charity, those series. And then we also have some books that are not overtly Christian, but they do have good moral values, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And we have a huge selection, which is we're trying to be comparable to Scholastics in terms of being able to provide a large number of selection of really, you know, quality books. But our books are selected in a different means so that they are in line with the teachings of our faith. So we try to focus on books that do not include anything that conveys a message contrary to values or morals of Christian faith. We look for books that include purity, reverence, stewardship, integrity, healthy living. So we try to avoid things that would celebrate anything like witchcraft or sorcery, anything that would convey immoral, impure lifestyles, anything that we try to focus on books that really celebrate God's love and the understanding of marriage, a marital commitment between a man and a woman. And so that's how it really differs.
Let me ask this, because you mentioned that you, as a nonprofit, you run this as a fundraiser for the schools. Is what you're doing what other book fairs are doing? And how are you able to give all this money back to the school?
We really depend on donations from the public to be able to support our mission. And it is different from the secular book fairs like Scholastics. Scholastics offers a point system. If you make a huge amount of money, they may offer some financial distribution back to the school. But ours is different in that 100% of the profit goes back to the school as a fundraiser. And we believe that there's definitely a growing need for these schools. So, you know, we want to be able to support the value that they provide to the students. There are other book fairs that do something similar to what we do. There's a few that I can think of. One is called J Club by Pauline Press. And another one is called the Catholic Book and Film Fair by Ignatius Press. And there's another one, I don't believe this is a nonprofit, and I don't know what incentives they have for the school, but it's called Good News Book Fair. So those are a few other book fairs that are trying to accomplish something similar to what we're doing.
Where are these donations coming from? Like, how do people even know that, you know, they should be donating to you? I mean, are you getting most of this money from local parents who see what you're doing?
Yes. The majority of the donors are parents, and the parents realize the value of what we're doing. All our volunteers are also parents. We are completely 100% volunteer run. So if anybody is interested in helping with this organization to help minister to the schools and provide book fairs that are good for children, you know, please, you know, contact us. But for the most part, people contact me. Sometimes authors will contact me also, and they'll donate a book to be reviewed in the book fair. And we'll review it, you know, for one, to make sure that it's in line with, you know, what our mission is. And then if it, you know, passes that review, which is, you know, primarily parents that we ask to review those books, sometimes we might also ask children and see, you know, how they respond to it. And then we'll add it to the book fair, see how it does, and then, you know, kind of grow from there. So we're very thankful to God for the publishers and the great authors that provide such wonderful books to be able to include in these book fairs as well.
So let me ask this, why is this such an important ministry to you? Why do you think it's so important that these kinds of books are available at Christian schools for the youth?
There's a couple of reasons. One is, you know, it's important to me for my children to be raised, you know, in the way of the faith. And I wouldn't want other children, you know, to not have that opportunity as well. You know, the other thing is that I, you know, I have a background in genetics and biochemistry. And so I have, you know, some understanding of the difference of how environment plays into behavior and making choices in life versus genetics. And so I have understanding that, you know, a lot of the behavior that people have is really based on their environment. And so we want to be able to provide a healthy environment that is, you know, growth mindset, positive towards our faith and the way that we want our children to live out their lives. I also feel that I'm very thankful to God for the things that He's provided me. I feel like He's provided me by His grace, the ability to be able to do these things. And so I should, you know, be a good steward of that technology, of that information, of that ability, and use it for, you know, God's plan as well.
You started this, you're based in Texas. This is the kind of thing that should be all over the world, but at least all over the United States. How large is your operation, and where are you able to conduct these book fairs?
Well, we are still limited somewhat in finances. We really depend on donations. So we can only do so many book fairs in a year. So we're trying, you know, we're asking for donations and help to be able to grow that. Since COVID, we've been offering some virtual book fairs. In terms of where the book fairs are, we're right now we're offering book fairs in the United States. And we offer, you know, so many book fairs every month, and it kind of depends on what type of book fair that they're having.
Are you hosting book fairs in states throughout the country at this point?
Most of our book fairs have started out near where I'm located. So they started out near Dallas and then have been growing to further and further out as people become more and more aware of our program. So we have, you know, book fairs, some in, you know, Fort Worth, Wichita, and then we're growing out, you know, to other states as well. So we have a couple of other states from Massachusetts as well as Louisiana that, you know, we're planning book fairs for as well.
So if parents or teachers at schools were like, oh, wow, this is great, I'd love to have a book fair like that at my school, what would be your process for some of these longer distance potential schools?
So they would contact us through our website and tell us a little bit of information about their school so that we know how many students they have, so we know about how many books they need. And then we schedule their week for the book fair based on availability. And then we ship out the books to the school directly. They have their book fair, and then they return the books, and then we calculate the profit based on what was returned.
So they are getting the entire stock of books to sell. You know, kids are walking up to the tables and walking off with a hard copy book right now.
We do offer a catalog as well. That is more beneficial to some of the smaller schools that don't have room for a book fair. They prefer to use the paper catalog, or there's an online website that they can go to and do their purchases there, and the profit goes back to the school.
In a typical book fair, how many books would you be shipping to an average-sized school?
So it depends on the size of the school, but we would be talking about like 1,500 books. If it's like 300 students, if it's a smaller school, like just a preschool, then it might be more like 1,000 books. You know, the primary amount of our donations go to just purchasing new books to be able to carry more titles, to be able to have more, offer more book fairs to the schools. Somebody donates $10, then that's one more book that we get to have in a book fair.
And are the kids paying retail cover prices?
This is a fundraiser. So that means the school sells it at retail price. If they wanted to offer it as a discount, they could, but then that would reduce the amount of fundraisers that they would get. So it really depends on, you know, the school and what their mission is. We're very thankful to God that many of the publishers and distributors offer free shipping to us. Whatever profit is left, 100% of that goes back to the school.
I mean, this sounds like such an important ministry and one that needs to grow. And I know you mentioned there's other book fairs out there, but it still seems like there's not even a drop in the bucket of what we would need. So I really commend you for the work that you're doing. Any advice that you would give to parents or teachers on how can they encourage their kids to want to be interested in these kinds of books that they might find at one of these book fairs?
So I would suggest start young. The more you get your kids open to these books, then the better. I was very hesitant at first as a convert. I was worried that my kids would be much more interested in like Batman books or, you know, something secular. And my kids, I can tell you hands down, my kids' favorite books were by far the Christian ones. And I was really surprised and very thankful. I think there's something in the spirit of the books that kids are naturally drawn to, and that's good. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to encourage your kids to read. And a lot of times, you know, once my kids got into a regular novel, then they would like it and they would want to continue to read more books like that.
Great. So for folks who are interested in either supporting your ministry or learning more about how to bring one of these book fairs to their school, where should they go?
www.christianbookfair.org. You can also email, if you like, info@christianbookfair.org. I would really encourage people to talk to their schools about it, talk to their librarians, and even the diocese, you know, even the priests as well.
Wonderful. So Tiffany, thank you for being on the interview segment of the show. Now, today we're going to carry you over to our entertainment segment. Because I want to hear some of your thoughts on a few of the titles that you would really recommend for parents and teachers. On our entertainment review segment today, we have carried over our interviewee, Tiffany Fisher from Christian Book Fair, to tell us a little bit about some of her favorite books that she has seen be successful at these book fairs. So Tiffany, tell me about one of your favorites.
I could talk about many books I love very much. I wanted to first mention a couple of books that are really great for early readers. So two of my favorites when my children were little were Jesus, God's Greatest Gift and Snuggletime Psalms. These books were wonderful bedtime stories to help them to learn more about the faith, to be compassionate and loving. What was really beautiful is that reading these books to them helped them to learn to read so that when they were able to read, they could learn to read these books back to me. And it absolutely melted my heart. Some of my most cherished memories are hearing my children read these stories back to me.
And who are the authors of those two books?
Snuggletime Psalms is Glennie's Nellist. And Jesus, God's Greatest Gift is by Dennis G. Jones.
All right, wonderful. So those are some good ones for little kids. What else do you have?
Pauline Press has a couple of books, graphic novels, two in particular, one for boys and one for girls, that are really great. They do really well at book fairs. My kids have really loved them, have read them many times. One is called Philip Neri, and the other one is called Teresa of Avila, both by Pauline Press. They are graphic novels. They are great segues for kids who are not interested in reading to become more interested in reading. They're also really great if you have a child who particularly enjoys art.
And have you found, I'm assuming that those are biographical graphic novels of the saints and that they really do cover the lives of the saints, or do they tend to focus just on like one particular story involving a saint?
They usually cover the lives of the saints, you know, in a way that is applicable to children to read. But the stories, you know, they start with kind of their story of how they became a servant of God And the art is beautiful. The stories are fantastic. There's, you know, usually some humor that's brought into it, which is my children really appreciate. Very well done books. For middle school, also Seven Riddles to Nowhere is a really great book. My kids loved that book.
And that's by a friend of mine, Amy A.J. Catapan. I've had her on podcast and I actually reviewed her book, that exact one, on my very first entertainment segment.
Yes, absolutely. I think she did an amazing job. Very interesting, great pace, really interesting story. Had my kids captivated from beginning to end.
Great. So what do you have for some older kids?
So Humility Rules by Ignatius Press. J. Augustine Weta is for high schoolers, and it's a fantastic book. It's actually more of a devotion, but it's geared toward more current issues and written towards the audience of high schoolers. So, you know, during high school, there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of pressures, and this book is a, you know, really great book that tries to help kids navigate through some of those difficulties.
And then you mentioned there was another one for high schoolers you would recommend.
The Blind Side is another high school aged book that is a really good book. And it does well at the book fairs as well. I know my daughter has also really enjoyed it.
Is that The Perfect Blind Side by Leslie Wahl?
Yes, The Perfect Blind Side by Leslie Wahl.
And the sequel to it, Extreme Blind Side.
Right. It does have a sequel as well. We've recently added your books as well. Your books have done very well. They just fly off the shelf.
Thanks. Yeah, the covers Loyola puts on them are very appealing, I think, to young people. Now, you know, a lot of the books that you're pulling from, I'm sure you're already familiar with this other website, but you've heard of CatholicTeenBooks.com, because a lot of those authors that you're drawing from, Amy Catapan, Leslie Wahl, myself, and I'm sure you probably have some other of our authors. We have 16 authors on there, all putting out, you know, middle school teen fiction.
Absolutely. I know there's a lot of really great authors out there, and we're always interested in carrying more books.
All right. So is that, did you have any other titles that you wanted to mention?
I mean, there's so many. It's hard to start.
There's so many. That's the point. If with this many great books that your kids could read, why would we be bringing a secular book fair to your Catholic or Christian school when you could go to a Christian book fair like this? So Tiffany, once again, thank you so much for being on the show today. And the work that you're doing is so important. I hope that you continue to get many donations so that you can continue to expand your library. So just really appreciate you being on the Shepherd's Pie today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do.
That's all the time we have for the show today. We spoke with Tiffany Fisher about her nonprofit Christian Book Fair and the importance of bringing books with good values to Catholic and Christian schools. And in the entertainment segment, Tiffany stayed on to talk about some of her favorite books at the book fair. Again, this is Anthony Barone Kolenk, and this has been The Shepherd's Pie. If any of you listening today have a question for me or a topic you'd like to have us cover on the show, please drop me a line on my website at antonykolenk.com. That's AntonyKolenc.com. Also, if you visit my website, you can learn more about my historical fiction series for kids, The Harwood Mysteries. I'll end, as always, with my wife's favorite scripture quote from Romans 8:28. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. May the Lord bless and keep you this week.